Hello.
How are you doing?
Appropriate you played She's My Man.
Indeed.
Here I am. I'm your man.
Indeed. Now, tell us about your tattoos and also the fact that you combine that with your love of all things robotic.
Yes. Well, I think it had something to do with being a kid in the 70s. There's a lot of really great sci-fi on TV. So a lot of my first memories are watching shows like Battlestar Galactica and The Bionic Woman, which is a personal favorite of mine, and then Star Wars, which not only gave me my first ever crush in Han Solo, but then my first two huge robotic loves in C-3PO and R2-D2. And then later on, I was studying pop culture and got it back into The Bionic Woman and kind of had her as this sort of like modern day goddess, and the in her represented the union of science and nature, and isn't that a great thing? And so that's kind of where it all sort of blossomed for me, as it were. And I don't know. I've always liked tattoos, and you can blame living in San Francisco for that a little bit, because it's very popular in San Francisco to get covered in tattoos. But
you've got a huge tattoo on your right shoulder. How long did that take to do for you?
Well, I got it over a few years. So it started small with an armband, and then it sort of worked its way upwards onto the shoulder. And I still consider it unfinished. So eventually it'll probably, it might go down almost to the elbow, but I have to meter it out over the years, because otherwise I'll just get completely covered. I don't know if I want to be so covered,
Anna, you've been a member of Sister Sisters from virtually the word go, haven't you? You put them on in one of your cabaret evenings, didn't you? Then joined up with a group.
Yes, that was almost 10 years ago. It's so crazy to think that. But yeah, September 21st.
And the lovely way the group has managed to bring cabaret onto huge stages across the world now.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of a function of where Jake and I started. It's kind of like, you can take the cabaret, you can take the girl out of the cabaret, but you can't take the cabaret out of the girl, for sure.
And your music has transferred rather nicely onto CD as well, hasn't it? You've come up with some cracking pop tunes over the years.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And thank you, Britain. We'd really like to thank you.
Yeah, we have been pretty good to you over here, haven't we?
It's true. And I try to keep you guys with me on a daily basis. I'm enjoying a nice cup of Tetley tea right now.
Good to hear it. You're a bit of a New York girl, aren't you? I know you weren't born in New York, but you've been there for quite a while, haven't you?
I have, and it's always been a place that I knew I was going to end up at one point or another. Yeah.
So your show coming up here in Suffolk at Newmarket Racecourse, tell us about that.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really excited because we're sharing the bill with one of my all-time favorite bands, Blondie. So I'm really excited about that, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. We always love playing outdoors to people. Hopefully it won't rain, and we just we're going to get everybody off the ground, off their seats, up on their feet, dancing, and it's just going to be fantastic. And oh, it's always special coming back to the UK to play, because your audiences are just the picture of enthusiasm, and it's going to be great to feel that energy again.